Greetings and welcome back, listeners. Are you ready for another action-packed episode of The Fat Man Only Wipes Twice? Of course you are, otherwise you'd be listening to something else. Before we begin, remember to give us a rating and a follow on any of the podcast streaming platforms you listen to. That's right, we're everywhere now, fuckers. And for only $3 a month, you can subscribe to our Patreon and buy us some drugs. I mean coffee, you can buy us coffee. You get bloopers and other exclusives. Now that bullshit's over, let's get on with our episode.
It was an early Monday morning. Spring air was a welcome relief from the cold Chicago winter that finally seemed to be in the rearview mirror. I pulled into my parking spot nearest the door. No one ever parks here, rather because they're afraid of accidentally banging their door on the fire hydrant. That didn't bother me. A few dents adds character. That's my opinion. Made my way into the front desk, and of course, there's Gertrude. I say she's a butterface, but if we're being honest, the rest of her ain't much to look at either. I swear she's worn that same goddamn puke green muumuu for the past 3 months.
Oh, hello, Detective Magnolia. How's the crime fighting world treating you?
Better than you're treating all of my senses right now.
Oh, Richard, you're so funny.
How was your weekend, doll?
Well, I won first place at the dog show Saturday.
That's great. What's your dog's name?
What dog?
Well, despite the intellectually stimulating conversation, I couldn't stand the smell any longer and decided to head into my office. Hamilton was waiting for me.
Well, it's about time, Magnolia.
What do you mean? I'm an hour early.
You were supposed to be here yesterday.
I'm sorry about that. I had a hangover.
That's not really a good excuse. We still need to track down that Kenny Johnson character. There's a reason he lied to us about his name.
You're right. I'll stay focused.
I took advantage of my time yesterday and did some snooping through some old files. Check it out.
This one kind of looks like Johnson. You got a name on him?
Not yet. Say, you okay, Dick? You haven't cracked one joke since you came in here.
Oh, I'm just fine, Hamilton. Don't worry about me.
Magnolia. Hamilton. Glad I could catch you both at the same time. Officer Wesson says he followed a suspect's car matching your APB and followed it to the Acme Flushmaster store. A man matching your suspect got out and appeared to go into the office inside.
Let's go, Magnolia.
Fine. We drove to the store in silence. Hamilton should know why I'm upset, but he never really takes the time to care. It's insulting, really. We've been partners for a while now. You would think wanting him to remember an anniversary of an important event wouldn't be that much to ask. Apparently it is. Anyway, Fleshmaster store was only a few blocks from the station. It's a pretty unassuming brick building on the outside. But my God, once you walk inside, God damn, it's like stepping into Santa's porcelain workshop. According to the radio jingle, they have toilets with flushes so strong they could swallow a small child. The salesperson who sold me mine said I'm the only person who has ever managed to clog one with one single, unwiped dump. Got a full money refund for that behemoth.
Welcome, fellas. What can I do for you? You, sir. You look like you could use a Fleshmaster Deluxe in your life. I bet you eat a lot of beef and cabbage. You look like a beef and cabbage guy, and you smell like one, too. And I tell you, there's nothing like a Fleshmaster Deluxe for a man of your disposition.
Disposition? What do you mean I smell like...
Now, let's not waste time with little details like that. Now, each Fleshmaster Deluxe is custom-made for your comfort. Now, if you come with me to the back, I'll get a measurement on those ham hocks, and we can get you an estimate.
We are not here for a new commode, asshole.
Hamilton, show some tact.
Are you kidding me right now?
I'm sorry. What are you here for, then?
Detectives Hamilton and Magnolia. We're looking for a guy who was reported coming into the store. He drove that blue car outside.
There's two blue cars outside.
The one that's not ours.
I didn't see what car you got out of.
Look, can you just point out all the customers that came in the store in the past 10 minutes?
Let's see. That lady over there, that older gentleman, and, the guy in the corner. Shit.
None of them look like our guy.
Is there anyone else in the store? Employees in the back, perhaps?
Well, the manager's here. He's in the office.
Can we speak to him, please?
Sure, follow me. Hey, Mr. Logano? There's some fellas out here that need to talk to a manager.
Send them in. What can I do for you two detectives?
Any particular reason you're just sitting here in the dark?
Don't worry about it.
Where are you? Can we please turn on a light?
No! No. Sorry, I work better like this.
You playing with your noodle or something?
Yeah, let's say that.
Hey, I think I found a light switch. I knew it! Kenny Johnson! Magnolia? What's wrong? You didn't laugh at his name.
Told you I'm fine.
I don't like this, Dick. You aren't acting right. Sure, the old Dick was a lot, but deep inside, I could take it. I'd want to scream sometimes, but I'd always wait until I couldn't take any more of it. I like that Dick better, though. That's the Dick I know and love.
Are you hitting on me, Hamilton?
What? No! Why do you think that?
You keep talking about Dick.
Dick is your name, Magnolia.
Fuck you! My name's Richard.
Dick is short for Richard.
Well, what's it long for? When did this happen?
Before you were born, you idiot.
Oh my god. I owe a lot of people an apology.
Are you two done?
Who the fuck is this guy?
Jesus Christ. I told you, that's Kenny Johnson.
Oh, heh. Yeah, from the ass paper factory. What are you doing here?
And more importantly, what's your real name?
Louis Logano.
Ah, yes. Louis Loose Lips Logano. I've heard of you. You'll squeal like a mongoose if we ask you the right questions, won't you, Stretch?
What do you mean? Are you implying something?
We know who you work for.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. We got you figured out, pal.
Magnolia, we got nothing on this guy. What are you doing?
Trust me, Hamilton. It's in his nickname. Loose Lips. I'll get him to tell us everything.
First of all, this is a small room. I heard all of that. Secondly, they don't call me Loose Lips because I'm a snitch. Call me that because I damn near got my lips blown off in WW2.
How did...
Don't worry about it. Look, you guys got nothing on me? You're wasting my time, and truthfully, you're wasting your own. I'm sure there's more important guys out there besides some jerk-off like me who simply lied about his name.
Why did you lie about it?
Wouldn't you? Look, I served time. I was a bad guy. Name's got some mud on it. But I've been straight ever since I got out of the joint. I lied because I know the reputation I've got.
Okay. Now explain to me how you know about Georgie's sick gram-gram if you've never talked to him.
Look, everybody knows about his poor gram-gram. Just because I know about her and I've never talked to him, that isn't the lead you think it is. Now, unless you've got some shit that'll actually stick, maybe you two's better hit the road.
Well, what about the invoice on his body?
I don't know anything about that. Maybe he picked it off the ground or something. He's, you know, type of guy pick up litter. I don't know, he didn't work for me.
And who do you work for? You're allowed into offices for both the toilet paper factory and this place.
I'm not going to get him dragged into this bullshit. He owns both places. I oversee the day-to-day. Any other dumbass questions?
Nah, we're good here. Come on, Magnolia.
Have a nice day, Mr. Johnson.
It's Logano.
Yeah, whatever.
There's more to this. He's involved in some way, but I'm not sure exactly how. Let's go to the station and go over the case files. There's got to be something.
Right.
You gonna tell me what's up your ass, Dick?
I shouldn't have to. You know what it is.
No. No, I don't.
The anniversary? Ring a bell?
What anniversary?
Oh. Wow, Hamilton, you seriously don't remember?
No. What the fuck are you talking about?
The war. When I saved your life at Iwo Jima?
First, I think you're talking about Iwo Jima. Second, I keep telling you I wasn't in the war. My bad back, remember?
Who was that then?
Probably no one. You were never even deployed. You cleaned the latrines at Camp Caruso.
Don't talk down to me like that. My sergeant said those were the cleanest toilets in all of these United States. So clean I ate every meal out of them.
Can we please just go?
Hello, operator. Put me through to key 6825. Yes, thank you. It's Logano. Those two private dicks just came by, sniffing around about the Alfredo job. Yeah, Magnolia and Hamilton. Of course. Sure thing. I'll be there soon, Mr. Two-Ply.
Wow, another cliffhanger? I don't think my bowels can handle much more of this. What did you guys think? Do you like that sexy salesperson? I'd fuck him. So what is Louis Loose Lips Logano up to? What's his connection to Two-Ply? Find out the answers to these questions and many more next week. Before I leave you, I just want to thank all of our listeners out there for your continued support. Remember to keep rating and sharing us with your friends. Are we done? Okay, cool. Oh, I can't wait to go home and just...